Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, a conversation with Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation Chair Susan Switzer and Coordinator Alicia Allen. We start that conversation by talking about the recent Wish campaign.
I have to say that this Wish campaign was the best campaign we have ever run. It was just absolutely incredible. The Wish campaign raised $12,160.80, and it ran from November 21st to January 2nd, and then we had our extra special Giving Tuesday, and on that date, November the 28th, we raised $23,670 for a grand total of $35,830.80, which is just phenomenal for our local communities. And even though we did so well, when we look at what our Wish campaign was hoping for, there were, I guess, six pieces of equipment that the hospital had said they were in dire need of. And so it came to a total of about $98,000. So we raised $35,000, almost $36,000. So we're still around $64,000 short. So we're going to be working to meet that shortfall so we can get the rest of the equipment that the hospital needs.
But still getting about a third of what you were looking for in two campaigns at roughly the same time, that is definitely a great achievement.
It is, and we can't thank the community enough.
Very much so. Without the community, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing.
And I understand that those funds have helped push the foundation to a major milestone.
Yes, we're just thrilled to announce that we have reached $1,003,000 in donations since a launch in 2008. Just phenomenal, phenomenal accomplishment. And with those dollars, we've been able to purchase over $750,000 of equipment for the hospital to date. And with the remainder of the donations, $140,000 of that is already allocated. And then we have about $70,000 in what we call restricted funds that are to be used for long-term care, palliative care, and cancer care programming.
That is great to hear. And of course, even as you reach those goals, as you mentioned, there's always more things to do in order to support the hospital. So hopefully you'll see a million more, 3 million more, all that sort of thing over the years.
There'd be nothing more wonderful than a foundation being able to say, that's it, folks. We've raised all the money we need. Unfortunately, in this day and age, that's not going to happen, and our efforts now are even more critical.
Speaking of those efforts, as you're looking to raise more funds, you've got a few things coming up. I believe the Split the Pot lottery is coming back soon.
We have Split the Pot starting on February 8th till March 28th. There will be emails sent out from the foundation letting people know. The last time we ran Split the Pot, it was a very successful campaign, and we were very lucky to have as many people participate in it. This round for Split the Pot, for this next campaign, there are going to be 141 other hospitals participating in this, making this probably one of the largest jackpots ever in Ontario history. This is going to be huge. Grand River Hospital Foundation is the one that is running this, and you can look it up online. It is a legitimate lottery. So how Split the Pot lottery is a spin on a traditional 50-50 lottery, whereby 50% of the prize is awarded to multiple winners instead of just one. This time it'll be one winner takes home 60% of the jackpot, two winners will split 20% of the jackpot, and 10 winners will split 20% of the jackpot. Our participating hospital, Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation, will receive 20% of each ticket sold if their foundation was selected. So as long as they select our foundation, we get 20% of the tickets sold. After that, it's 1% of each ticket sold will go towards the rest of the hospitals of Ontario.
It sounds like the cut is definitely worthwhile for the foundation.
It's definitely worthwhile for the foundation. We have this running for 6 weeks. We're going to do 4 campaigns this year with them. It's just another way of participating, and all of the monies, well, 20% of the money from the actual ticket sales come back to us, and then 1% goes to all of the hospitals across Ontario, which is a great endeavor for small and larger hospitals to get a piece of the cut to help lift up where we're lacking.
How is it that people get tickets
This is an online endeavor. You go online and you can purchase the tickets from the Split the Pot website. We'll be posting that on our Facebook page with links to be able to get to it. When you go into it, it will ask you which hospital you would like to support or donate back to. And if you click on the Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation button, it will make sure that it goes right to our website.
And a reminder once again, when is that coming?
That is starting February the 8th, going until March 28th.
And I know Catch the Ace is also coming back.
Catch the Ace is coming back, and it's going to be starting on April the 1st.
I know people are going to be looking forward to that as well. Anything else that you want to mention at this time?
Our high tea that we had in the fall was such a success that we are looking to do a spring high tea so people can look for that. And our other major event is going to be the Nine and Dine Golf Tournament, and that's going to be held June the 22nd.
I know that is a popular event as well. Well, thank you both very much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel. We certainly appreciate Jen. Ongoing support.
Once again, that is Lady Dunn Health Center Foundation Chair Susan Switzer and Coordinator Alicia Allen joining us for Town Talk here at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.